This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
I'm sure that God the Father took him out into the desert or wherever else he took him. And he was a man acquainted with many sorrows. If you'll notice, we only grow in the valleys. We don't. When we're fat and happy, we don't grow. It took a whole lot of darkness in your life to bring you to a saving knowledge of Jesus. So you went up on that rooftop and called out to God with all sincerity. You know,
absolutely, 100%. What you're saying is very true, and that's why we can trust God, and that's why we know God is good, because He's there to rescue us. He's there to redeem us. The ministry of Jesus is reconciliation. And here's what I've learned, Red. Once you've been reconciled to a holy, loving, forgiving, merciful Savior, now your ministry is the same, the ministry of reconciliation. Hurt people hurt people. The people that God heals, He uses to help heal people. And that's our ministry. Once we go through the fire and we come out on the other side of it, we're refined through it. God is the potter. We are the clay. He's molding us. He's making us more like His Son, Jesus, for one purpose, so we can be a better witness for the kingdom. And that's why the Holy Spirit was given to the church, so we can be a witness for Jesus. Not about us. It's all about Him. And when we learn that, there's a peace and a joy that comes in our life that nothing or no one can steal or rob. Nothing.
Let me ask you this. Paul said, I think it's in Ephesians, he said, if we can earn salvation by good works, then Jesus died in vain.
Right.
So, you know, Mary was approached by an angel and said, you're going to have a child. She said, how can this be? I've never known a man, but as you say, be it unto me. And her faith was her righteousness before God. Abraham believed God, went through the testing. And they say,
yes.
It says that his faith was his righteousness. So let me ask you this. If we cannot gain eternal salvation from our own works, do you think it's true that we cannot lose it? In other words, for instance, like a disappointment in self. I'll come clean here. I was living in the ghetto of Troy, New York. And I was 29 years of age, and like you, I was yelling at the ceiling one day, and I said, okay, I'm going to take a chance. I never believed in Jesus. I thought it was a bunch of baloney. I was into Eastern religions and meditation and Yogananda and stuff from the age of 14. But anyway, I'm 29. I said, okay, I'm going to take a chance. I'm going to believe you died on the cross for my sins and that you rose from the dead, and nothing happened. And then I said, okay, I believe you died on the cross for my sins, rose from the dead. I said, but I'm a fool to live without God. I'm a fool to live without you. So I surrender the rest of my life to you. Boom, that's when I was filled with the holiness of God. And
right.
I sat down in a rocking chair, and I said, wow, I immediately thought this is why people take drugs, because drugs are the counterfeit of the real feeling of what it's like to be close to God. And then I said, now I know what the black folks are talking about. They talk about joy. I thought joy and happiness were synonyms, but I found that the joy was a totally different thing. But I noticed within about 2 weeks, I had stopped swearing, okay? And like you, I went down to have Sunday lunch, Sunday afternoon dinner with my parents and my girlfriend. And in the middle of the dinner, I just said, listen, I want you all to know something. I'm not nuts. Something happened. All I know is God is real. I found out this morning that God is real. And that's all I ever said. That's what I said then. But within a couple of weeks, I noticed all swearing had left my lips. I swore uncontrollably, even having friends say, hey, Rhett, my daughter's in the room, please. Okay. So I stopped swearing. But then I noticed about a year later, I got mad and I wanted to swear, but I was aware I was going to swear, so I didn't swear. Then maybe a year after that, I thought about swearing, and I knew I shouldn't swear, but then I did swear by commission, not by omission. And so at least when I swear now, I know I'm going to do it, you know, and I may use a swear word as a punctuation, which I shouldn't do. But what I want to know is, and that's just a small thing, but what I'm getting at here is that I tried to live like a monk for the first 7 years when I came to know the Lord. I won't go into the details, but, you know, I was 29 years of age, had a girlfriend, and I was very sexually active, and I just gave all that up, thinking that I had to live like a monk. And then, of course, I got my heart broken by somebody, and then I just forgot about that, and I was angry with God, and I went back to my former lifestyle for a while. Do you think that once we know God, I mean, it says in Hebrews, for these people that had salvation and lost it, but they're talking about the Jews, I believe, who believed Jesus died on the cross for their sins as the Lamb of God. But then they later went back believing that was not enough, so they started sacrificing lambs again, these Jewish people. And there it says, Paul says, you know, Christ cannot die twice for you.
Right.
But do you believe for someone like me who actually went out and maybe just did things that someone who believes in Jesus shouldn't do, do you think that once we're forgiven, and that's that?
You asked the question that a lot of people ask. You know, there's different camps in Christianity. There's the Calvinistic view and the Arminian view. Once saved, always saved, you can lose your salvation. I really think that's the wrong question to ask. You really have to look at Jesus. He's the author, the finisher, and the perfecter of our faith. He's the only one who can save us. If God gives you a gift, that gift was given by him, from him to you. We know the story of the prodigal son. Never in that story does the father lose his love for his son. Never in that story does his father deny his son access to his home, which in essence is his kingdom. He waits patiently for the son to come to the end of himself. And once he does and returns home, he's welcomed with open arms. I don't get into debates over theology about camps. Stick with Jesus. God is the one who saves us. He's the one who delivers us. We as human beings go through seasons. Sometimes we are affected by certain circumstances in life. God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He never changes. God doesn't break a promise. God does not turn away from those he loves. A covenant relationship is just that. It's covenant. It's intimacy. It's fellowship. It's through the blood of Jesus that we attain salvation alone. Ephesians 2, 8, 9 says we're saved by grace and faith, not by works, that no one should boast. It is a gift from God. When it talks about restoring a backslider in the book of James 5, if you do that, it does a good thing. But who's ultimately in the business of restoring? It's God, not us. God uses us to accomplish his purposes. So the issue is not, can you lose your salvation? The issue is, does God love you, and is God's promises eternal? And the answer to that is yes.
I got to tell you something. This has been a wonderful, well time spent for me, and I bet you anybody out there, this conversation you and I have had this morning. By the way, we've been talking with Pastor Andrew Columbia, former New York cop. He wrote a book called Transformed, How God Changed the Heart of an Angry, Prejudiced Cop. Again, Transformed. The second subtitle, How God Changed the Heart of an Angry, Prejudiced Cop. Andrew Columbia. Andrew, I just want to say this. I think God's given me good discernment of character and truth. And I had tears in my eyes because I believe you. I don't even know if we've ever met, but you are my brother in Jesus, there's no doubt. And the fact that he saved you so gloriously on that rooftop that day, I rejoice with you, and I rejoice with everybody that's listening to this broadcast. What God did for Andrew Columbia, what God did for Rhett Palmer, he will do for you. And his love, I think you're right. I think that, you know, Jesus said, neither height nor depth, you know, whatever, nothing can snatch you from my hand. I think once he says he's written our name in the palm of his hand, once we are saved and truly repentant. And so maybe you could give us a 30-second version of somebody who's listening who wants to repent wants to come to know the Jesus that you came to know miraculously, would you lead people out there in a prayer of salvation, Andrew?
Sure. You know, Red, it says in Romans, in chapter 8, which you just quoted, Romans, it says this, that Paul was fully convinced that nothing can separate him from the love of God. Not heights, not depths, not angels, not demons, not powers, not principalities, rulers and authorities, nothing on earth, beneath the earth, above the earth. He was fully convinced that nothing can ever separate him from the love of God. And that's the message. God loves you so much that he sent his only son, Jesus Christ, to die for your sins on a cross so that you can live with him forever. God is love. And the Bible says in Romans chapter 10, if you confess with your mouth and if you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died and rose again, you are saved. What does that mean, saved? You cross over from death to life because of what Jesus did for you on the cross. When you believe that by faith, and that's what faith is, believing, intentional decision to believe, you're saved. So if you're listening and you have not made that decision to trust Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, do it now. Just call out to him like I did on that roof. Call out to him like Red did. Invite Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior. Repent and call upon the name of the Lord and you shall be saved. God bless you.
Thank you, Andrew Columbia. I look forward to continuing our friendship. God bless you.
All right, Brett. God bless you and thank you for having me. God bless you.
Okay, again, the book is Transform, How God Changed the Heart of an Angry, Prejudiced Cop.
Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM. It's a New Day with Rhett Palmer is sponsored in part by Mattress Market, a family-owned business that provides brand names at discount prices. Are you losing good sleep because of a bad mattress? Mattress Market has quality beds you can actually afford. For more information, Mattress Market can be reached at 772-562-6007 or check out their website, mattressmarket.us.
Let it be said of us, while we walked among the living, let it be said of us, by the ones we leave behind, let it be said of us, that we live to be a blessing for life. And let it be said of us that we give to reach the dying. Let it be said of us by the fruit we leave behind. Let it be said of us that our legacy blessing for life. This day you said life, you said death right before us. This day every blessing and curse is a choice now, and we will choose to be. blessings and curses, our choices. Will we build up, tear down? The moment of truth is now, this day. You set life, you set that right before us. This day, every blessing and curse is a choice.
Stahls Real Estate and Associates is a hometown family company. Josh and Mandy Stahls, along with their two sons, have deep roots in this community. As a boutique brokerage, they are located steps away from Vero's beachside communities. They have a strong team of realtors, the tools, and experience to guide clients to the closing table. Helping clients feel confident in the buying and selling market is what they do. You can reach them at stahlsrealestate.com, Facebook, or 772-800-8305.
When I think my faith isn't big enough to make this mountain move, when my strength's finally given up, I've done all I can do. It's a too familiar story, but you've always been there for me. Even now I trust you'll get me through. When I'm kicking and screaming, when I struggle believing, God, you are always faithful, no matter what. When my eyes cannot see it, and my heart doesn't feel it, God, you are always faithful, no matter. Is anything but whole. Still you say that you want me and you won't let me go. Without a doubt, over and over, you put my burdens on your shoulders. It's never been about what I can do, it's always you. When I'm kicking and screaming, when I struggle believing, choices I've made.
Experience Resurrection Life. Listen to what's going on inside of you. There's a kingdom in there. God's trying to get something to you. Keep on going. You can't see your way. But when you get there, there'll be strength for that. There'll be a door open. There'll be people there. Tell somebody, keep on going.
No more church as usual. Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Visit us in person at 405 Exoria Avenue in Fort Pierce or online at trbanks.com.
Hear thou my voice waves will rise up, the water will flow, in an effort to give you the praise we owe. The trees will sing, the rocks will cry out, our Lord, our reward, you are our just King. And from the house of the Lord, we will bless your name on high, on high. Hosanna, come and save us, Messiah. Come and wash away all our sin. You're the Prince of Peace. You're the Lord of Lords. You're the King of Kings. You are sovereign and you are forevermore. We will lift one voice, our hearts will overflow, in an effort to give you the praise we owe. We will stand and sing, our souls will cry out, our Lord, our reward, you are our just King. And from the house of the Lord, we will bless your name on high, on high. Hosanna, come and save us, Messiah. Come and wash away all our sin. You're the Prince of Peace. You're the Lord of Lords. You're the King of Kings. You are sovereign and you are forevermore. And from the house of the Lord, we will bless your name on high, on high. Hosanna, you have saved us, Messiah. You have washed away all our sin.
Welcome to Constitutional Conversations. I'm Dr. Brenda McMenamin. Why is it so important to understand the Constitution, Understanding the heritage and history that God gave us enables us to honor and obey Him so He can rescue us and America. Did you know that all public schools are mandated by law to teach the Constitution on Constitution Day, September 17th? If you have your children or grandchildren in public schools, you need to know what they're being taught so they love God, our nation, and you. When we looked at the curriculum that some of the schools were teaching, we learned that one source used taught that the founders formed a more perfect union after the Civil War. Well, that was only 78 years off. Could you discern if you read what public schools are teaching today, if it is the original intent? Many of us could not, because we were not taught what the preamble actually proposed. And yet Governor Morris insisted for there to be a preamble because he was concerned that Americans might not read it or teach it to the next generation. We are that generation. How do we rise above our ignorance and choose to become part of the solution? We can join the growing number of older Americans who are taking time to learn the original intent of the Constitution. As Thomas Jefferson penned, "I know no safe depository of the ultimate powers of the society, but the people themselves. And if we think them not enlightened enough to exercise their control with a wholesome discretion, the remedy is not to take it from them, but to inform their discretion by education. This is the true corrective of abuses of constitutional power." Can you imagine how easily we could retake our nation if each one of us learned the original intent of the Constitution, then faithfully guarded our liberty for the next generation by holding our representatives accountable to stay within their few and enumerated powers? That is the enemy of liberty's worst nightmare, but we can do it. So help us, Almighty God. Listen every Saturday at 8:30 a.m. to WCNO as we learn more about our Constitution and how this God-inspired document brings life and liberty to our nation and hope to the world. More information and learning opportunities are available at my website, teachinghisstory.com.
Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, nothing else.
Supposed dearer to my heart than anything, sweeter than springtime, you're purer than sunshine. Ever my song will be, Jesus, you're beautiful to me. Come on, let's worship him. Let's love on him. Hallelujah. Everybody sing Jesus. Bright as the morning star. Tell you how beautiful.
How can I tell you how beautiful you are to me?
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
Song that the angels sing.
Song that the angels sing.
Sweet Jesus.
Jesus.
Dear to my heart than anything.
My soul's a little weary, but you keep me going. You keep me going. You said it'd be a narrow road. You said it'd be a narrow road. So why am I surprised when it seems I'm on my own? You said it'd be a narrow road. This world would never be my home. The journey might be lonely, but I'd never be alone. Oh, I'd never be alone. Been walking for a while, wandering in the wild. You're holding me steady. Yeah, you keep me going. Been walking for a while, following the fire. Your spirit is within me, and it keeps me going. You said it'd be a narrow road. You said it'd be a narrow road. So why am I surprised when it seems I'm on my own? You said it'd be a narrow road. This world would never be my home. The journey might be lonely, but I'd never be alone. Oh, I'd never be alone. Never be alone. I will walk wherever you're leading. Cloud by day and a fire by evening. You're the lamp that's guiding my feet, so I can see where I am going. I will walk wherever you're leading. Cloud by day and a fire by evening.
Shells lie on, flowers grow, I am resting. and you're there. Whenever I turn around, you're there. Whenever I reach out, you're there. And I don't understand. Your love navigates me, then leads me to say, you're there. And I'm grateful, and I'm here, 'cause you're faithful. The sun and the moon, they remind me that you are forever present. So I'll leave you never. Early meditation or bedtime prayer, in a boardroom meeting or a county fair, baby's christening or last farewell, I'm resting. Oh, and you're there. Whenever I turn around, you're there. Whenever I call out, you're there. And I don't understand. Your love navigates me and leads me to say, you're there. Whenever I turn around, you're there. Ooh. Whenever I fall down.
Prosperity Adjusters. Your home is your greatest asset. We're professional loss consultants who work exclusively for you. Your successful financial recovery after a disaster is always our top priority. We can be reached at 561-452-6332. Allow us to assist you when you really need it.
And on earth, in the seas and all there.